Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Tara. Can I help you?
Yes, I want to speak with a manager.
I am the supervisor here today. How can I help you today, sir?
I want to speak, ma'am. I want to speak with the manager. I just tried to speak with you. You don't want to listen. I am an unsatisfied customer. You're not wanting to do nothing to get me satisfied about the car I ordered. So I want to speak with the manager on the phone right now.
Sir, I gave you the options that were available.
I don't care about the options that's available.
Okay, so would you like me to have someone give you a call back once they're in office?
I'm not waiting on a call back. You're not having my problem because if I have a heart attack, I'm going to sue this company because of it.
That will not be because of us, sir. I do apologize about the inconvenience with the misunderstanding of the terms that you agreed to.
I will sue this company if I wind up going in the hospital having a heart attack. And if something happens to me, I imagine so that my wife will sue you for the simple fact of the same thing.
Again, sir, I could have someone return your call at their earliest convenience.
Yeah, when I get all the parts to my car.
We do not have that option available. You can get up to 12 pieces if you'd like.
I'm not taking a year to work on a damn car. That is false advertisement in y'all's part.
Sir, it is stated on the website and in the terms and conditions before you process the order.
That is false advertisement. Y'all are false advertisement on Facebook. You need to take it off from Facebook. You're going to remove your website off the internet for false advertisement. Now, I want to know, I don't want pieces. I want to know exactly how much would it be to get every bit of my parts for my car?
We do not have that option available, sir.
Somebody best give me the option available. Because y'all telling me I can't have the parts that I've been ordering for this car, except for on y'all's terms.
Everything is stated in the terms and conditions.
I want the parts to this car.
You can get the next 12.
How long is it going to take to get that? You going to overnight them? You overnight me all 12 pieces every chance you get. For the next 12 days, I will.
That is impossible.
That's not my problem. You have an unsatisfied customer right now, and you're not doing a damn thing to try to get things solved. You're just trying to make things work.
I gave you the option to have someone reach out to you as soon as possible, but it looks like you don't want that.
How long am I going to have to wait for somebody to contact me? A month?
It doesn't take a month for them to reach out to the customers.
Are they going to call me back today?
It may or may not be today.
Like I said, I'm sitting here with two parts to a fucking car that I can't do.
Sir, please
with.
Do not curse on this call or I have to disconnect.
I'm sitting here, all I got to do is look at this car. I ordered this car because I was wanting to put it together, but I can't put it together because I don't have all the parts.
Exactly. This is a build-up collection that you subscribe to. Each month, you'll receive parts for you to build the car.
I don't want to wait a month to get parts to a model car. And you said there's 100-something parts, but that's over a year of
yes.
getting the parts.
And I also stated that there isn't an obligation to remain a member.
I know there's an obligation if I want to remain a member. But I don't think I will. And I think by the time I get done, I don't think anybody's going to be a member. Because you shouldn't have to wait a year to get parts to a vehicle or a model. Hell, I go to these hobby shops. I don't wait a year to get all the parts for it. I don't wait a year for anywhere else. I mean, hey, you don't buy a game console and have to wait for parts for it. You don't go out here to Walmart and buy stuff and have to wait to get your parts to have what you need at home, do you? You think being a big company like this, you think they don't have satisfied customers when they get shit like this?
Again, sir, could you please refrain from cursing on this call? The next time I will disconnect.
And I will call right back, ma'am, till I get my problem solved.
Which is fine.
So, what y'all gonna do about getting me the rest of my part? I'm
you
not
can
waiting
get the
no
next
year.
12 issues, sir.
You gonna ship them out today?
It'll be the next available shipping date.
When's that?
What's your account number?
I don't have an account number.
What's the name on the account?
Hollis Adams.
The address?
2002. Golden Victory Drive. Warrenton, Missouri. 63383.
Your email?
Cowboy Jr. Number 4 at forever at gmail.com.
Will be on the 19th.
On the 19th?
Yes.
And how much am I being charged for that shipment?
For the next 12 issues, correct? You do want 12 issues in that shipment. You understand that?
What do you mean?
I'm letting you know that it's the next 12 pieces to the car.
I understand what you're saying about 12 pieces. What do you mean?
Okay, so the 12 pieces that you're asking about will mail out to you on Friday. You will be billed their $12.90 a piece. It's going to be like $160.
Hell no. No. Like I said, I'm going to talk to me a lawyer about this because y'all wrong, falsely advertised as a starter kit. So when I'm thinking of starter kit, that would be the home car. No, there ain't no way I'm paying that.
So do you want to keep your account active with us, sir?
No, y'all can take me off from it and ship me a package to send this shit back. Y'all ain't nothing but a ripoff.
Okay.
And I will post it on Facebook. I will post it on y'all's website that y'all do nothing but rip people off because you're not allowed all your parts for a vehicle.
Confirmation will be sent to you via email. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. I don't want an email. I want it sent to my house. That's where y'all sent the package. You sent it to my house. That's where I want to return everything.
Again, sir, it'll be sent to you via email. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
Hold on. Plus, when I've got my package, there's nothing in it to protect it. The box is damaged and everything.
Of course. Which is no problem. Again, still send that to you via email.
And I want the whatever I was charged put back on my card.
You'll get a refund once the items are received back at the warehouse.